האדמו"ר עושה אומר רוב שמע מינו בן רב עקיבא תלס שמע מינו אין ביאור חומץ אלא שריפה. This is the reason Rav Akiva spoke out that we can't learn the Tashbisus B'yom Tesvov because a Sreifa, and you can't make a Sreifa in Yom Tev. V'shma mino avor lechalek yotzes v'tzav meloche v'shma mino lo yamrin en hoil v'hutro avor lechoyrech hutro nami sheloy lechoyrech. We don't say hoil v'hutro lechoyrech hutro nami sheloy lechoyrech. We'll see Rashi. Shma mino. A longer Rashi. The Yud already speaks out. Rashi is very long. Rashi is coming to say something very simple, Be'etzer. That Shma mino, that Avore is a fire. Be'uchom is b'sreifa. Because if it's not sreifa, what is the stira? If it's a sreifa, Rabbi Akiva said, you can't burn in Yontef. Because it's the isul to burn in Yontef. So, b'meila, you have to do the burning before Yontef. There's a riot that Tashbisu is going on the day before. But if it's not burning, what is the stira? You could do Tashbisu in Yom Tov. So Rashi speaks out. Midalei nafke leidahayim marishen erav Yom Tov. Elo mishum deosur lehavir b'Yom Tov. Lange Rashi. Midalei nafke leidahayim marishen erav Yom Tov. Elo mishum deosur lehavir b'Yom Tov. שמע מינו סביר אלי כי רב יהודה דאמר לקרמון בפרק קודשו אין ביאור חומץ אלא שריפה ויוליף לא מינויסו דאי אשבוסו עשוי בכל דאמר סביר אלי לוקמה ביונטף סי תשביסו אס ביונטף ויבערנו בדבר אחר הו יאכילנו לכלובים ישליחנו לים. So the raya is that רב עקיבא holds that Ashbisu is Sreifa, because he said that you can't burn in Yom Tov, you have to burn before. A simple riot. If you would hold Ashbisu is not the Sreifa, what is the problem? You could do it in Yom Tov. Simple Rashi. But Rashi first is law. Me, the Nafke, the Loi Nafke, the Yomarishan, the Yom Tov, and the Mishun, the Osan, he only learns it from the fact that you're not allowed to burn. Suffice that he also you're not allowed to burn in Yom Tov, suffice that he learns. Because if it's not Sreifa, you could have done something else. Rashi's talking it out and talking it out and talking it out. Not a shtar gekashe. We'll speak about it later, about this hour. The Prima Godim and the Rosh Yosef has another hour. Rashi says, Weiss to it, Tashbisu is Sreifa. Kerab Yude, and not like Rabbonon, then Ashbososi Bechol Dobo. Right? Because if it's Bechosi Bechol Dobo, it's not a Sphira. You could do Tashbisu and Yom Tov and you would not have Av Meloch. So it's a Raya. Like Rabbi Yudah, that holds like Rabbi Yudah. So when Rashi speaks it out, he says, it's a Raya, he holds like Rabbi Yudah. Because if he holds Ashbosos and Bechol Dobo, you could do it in Yom Tov. Yachilel, Yashlichanu Layam, Yachilel Leklob. Why Rashi doesn't use the Lashon of Rabbonon and the Mishneh in the beginning of the second Perek? Deiker Rabbonon svir alei yefar v'zeir el ruach. But it's not nice to use the lashon of Chazal. Chazal, when they say alamol, it's Rab Yude holds sreife, Rabbonon holds mefar v'zeir el ruach. So why Rashi here doesn't bring down that vaystois Rab Akiva holds like Rab Yude that is sreife? If he would hold like Rabbonon, the Ashbososi, Bechol Dobo, you don't have to burn it. Mefarer v'zayir el ruach. And Rashi switches. Ve'ike Rabbonon svir elei. Zog Rashi. Yachilenu leklobim, yashlichenu leyam. Freik de prime godim. Rashi is not mentioning the... Rashi had to speak like we speak the whole time. Rabbonon, Ashbososi, Bechol Dobo, mefarer v'zayir el ruach. But for Rabbi Yudah, it's Sreifa. So if he said it, you can't do it in Yom Tov, obviously he holds like Rabbi Yudah, it's Sreifa. And he doesn't hold like Rabbanon, that's Bishas Baruch Dov, or Shemefara V'zeir L'Ruach. As I frek the Rosh Yosef and the Prima Godin. And he's Matziah Epes Apshat. I'll call it Epes Apshat. He's Matziah Epes Apshat. That maybe Mefara V'zeir L'Ruach is a Melechas Zoyre. You're not allowed to take chitim wheat and throw it in the wind. Some shittas hold even, you know, you're not allowed if you have want to spritz a room, have a good smell. Some people are machmir not to spritz in Shabbos and melech hazayra. I'm not going in if it's also chalikas. But is it sad that to throw things to the wind that disappear in the wind? This is melech hazayra. So this is what the Primogodim is trying to build out from this Rashi. So the fire of Zayra Luach you also can't do any yontif. You could give it to the dogs of Hefka, you could throw it to the water. But the fire of Zayra Luach can't sign it also. Again, it's not right. Because these are two smaller ores by Rashi before we start. Why is such a long Rashi? I mean, it's a simple Raya. Abi Akiva said that it's Sreifa and you can't burn it in yontif. Obviously, also, Tashbisu is Sreifa. Because if it's not Sreifa, you could do it. And yontif says, Gan Tzarichas, Mi de lo yikoma Rabiu de Elo de koma Rabiu. Why when he finishes, then Rav Yudah vice versa, Rabbi Akiva holds Reife, and he doesn't hold something else, there's something else, he doesn't say Mefar v'zer el ruach like the Loshon of Chachomim. Maybe we'll get back to these orders. Lama gave first to Shtel and Ikar Divrei Rashi. Rashi says, now we have a raya that Rabbi Akiva holds Tashbisu is Sreifa. As Rabbi Akiva says, you cannot do Tashbisu on the first day of Pesach. Why you can't do Tashbisu on the first day of Pesach? Because you're not allowed to burn fire. But if he would not hold Tashbisu is Sreifa, if he would hold Ashbasasi b'chol davar, he could give it to the dogs, or he could throw it to the water. And you could do it in Yom Tov. So why he says you can't do Tashbisu in Yom Tov? Obviously, he holds Tashbisu is safe and it has to be before Yom Tov. Frek de Pnei Yeshua Eisenekash. Rashi says that if you don't hold Sreifa, you could have given it to the dogs or throw it to the water in Yom Tov. And if Rabbi Akiva says it's impossible to do Tashbisu in Yom Tov, obviously Rabbi Akiva holds Tashbisu is before Yom Tov. Frek de Pnei Yeshua. Rashi and Daf Mem Vov brings down a person that has dough. Yom Tov. And the dough is tameh. The dough is wet, and his hands were tameh, and the dough is tameh. Now, normally, as a mitzvah, when you have dough, you take off challah, then you bake it. But the other, you could bake it and take off challah later. Zok Rashi and Daf Mem Vav, in the case that you have dough and it's tameh, Zok Rashi and Daf Mem Vav, don't take off the challah now when it's dough. Because if you take off the challah when it's dough, so it'll be a piece of challah. Now this dough, the Kohanim can eat. It's not roi le'achila. Why challah tmeir is also be'achila. So what? They will leave it on the table. After 5 minutes, 18 minutes, it'll become chometz. And they can't burn it because ain't sofim kochim beyond. So what is the eitzah? You bake it. And you bake the whole dough matzahs. Then you give to the kohen a matzah. Also he's not allowed to eat it. But the matzah you could keep. And you're allowed to bake it because you don't know what is chalas. So everything is yours yet. This is the gemara. But when we come, it says when you have dough that is tameh, don't be mafrish chalah when it's dough, because if you will be mafrish challah when it's dough, you'll be stuck with the dough. It's not roi le'achilas, so you can't bake it anymore, and you can't burn it because in sofim kochim beyond that, after 18 minutes it'll become chametz, and you or the koyen will be over bali roi bali motz. Rashi in Daf Mem Vav adds a line, and if you give it to the koyen, he doesn't have what to do with it. He can't burn it. And he can't give it to the dogs. Because then sofim kochim beyond. Rashi says that the challah tmeya, he can give to the dogs before it becomes chametz. And he can burn it. Because then ain't sofim kochim beyond. Burn it, I understand. And sofim kochim beyond. Challah is kochim. But why he can't give it to the dog? Not chametz. Val ain't sofim kochim beyond. He can burn, he can use it, bake it regularly, he can't, it's not roi le'achila. to burn it or to give it to the dogs, ain sofim kotchim beyond. Rashi doesn't explain what he means. Burning it makes sense. It's sofim kotchim beyond. But why you can't give it to the dogs? And Rashi says the words ain sofim kotchim beyond. So we have another Rashi in Beitza. Rashi in Beitza is a little bit more close. Rashi says in Beitza, Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Chalo Shenitmer, not Pesach, now the Kohen has it. Zogt Rashi, you can't eat it, for sure. You can't burn it, and you can't give it to the dogs. Normally, when you have Truma Tmeo, you can't eat it, but you could give it to the dogs. Zogt Rashi and Yontef, you can't eat it, for sure, it's also Be'achile, it's Chalo Tmeo. You can't burn it and you can't give it to the dogs. Because ain't sofim kotchim beyontif. So Rashi, what are the shaykhs then sofim kotchim beyontif? I understand you can't burn it. Talk Rashi like this. But and why you can't burn the challah? You have an oven. You need to cook chan for yontif. Take the bread, crumb it, make ashes out of it, make coals out of it, and cook on it. Are you allowed to cook in yontif? So why are you not allowed to cook it in Yantuf? You're not allowed to eat it. But the Hanoi Shel Kilui, burn it. Zogt Rashi, in a second we'll read the Rashi in Beitza inside. Zogt Rashi, the reason you can't do that is because Rachmone Achsheve. Rashi says a huge chiddush. When you're allowed to cook in Yantuf, because Hashem said it's not a melacha. Cooking, it's not melacha. While it's a mitzvah sreifa skotchim, so rachmone achshave that it's called a maise, and while rachmone achshave that it's called a maise, so you over on the isu of melacha and yontif. It's a modern zach. I'm allowed to cook and yontif. I'm allowed to put out a candle. Rashi, have shemen tzreifa. You're not allowed to burn shemen tzreifa because in sofim kotchim beyond. Why not? I have oil that is tameh, and I want to burn it to have candles, and I'm allowed to use. Personally, we put the candles in yontif. But candles in yontif are not called a melacha. But valet aloche kotchim is a din that you have to burn the kotchim. Rachmone achshav emaise, and b'meila it's called a melacha, and you can't do it beyond. So Rashi says, so it means that what I need to do for the kotchim is called a melacha. So val is a halacha to get rid of the kotchim, it's called a melacha. So val chalatmeo is a halacha to get rid of it. So not only burning it is also beyond death, even giving it to dogs is also beyond death. Sorry, is that a Rashi? Is that a Rashi Beitza? Is it Rashi Beitza? Rashi and Beit. Again, Rashi says that why you're not allowed to burn the challah and yontif and sofim kotchim beyontif. So Rashi, and the same thing, you can't give it to a dog. Rashi, what is that way to give it to a dog? It's no meloche. So Rashi, even to burn it is no meloche. You're allowed to burn candles and yontif if you need light. So why in Shemin Sreifa you can't burn? Shemin Shenitim you can't burn? The Torah says, Rachmone Achshav Emaise. So Rashi learns, Evi Meleches Kilui, Rachmone Achshav Emaise. We read Loshon Rashi and Beitza. Look inside in the Rashi and Beitza. Loshon Rashi and Beitza. Eino Ruhi Lekoyen Hayom, Rabachil Asur Lohilo, Ubeasoket, Oy le tito le kalbo biyontef osu. Den mevarim kotchim tmei min oilom biyontef. These are the words. Ein mevarim doesn't mean fire. You're not allowed to get rid of kotchim. Ve'afilu al yedei achilas beime. Why? The kaimelot shen sofim kotchim biyontef. Ve'lo yitei medavko sreifu mishum da'avor eshele letzoyrechi. Ve'im avik mishum etzreifu biyontef. Avor eletzoyrechi. נן לא גזנר ביון תפצר רכילי ומוטלס אפילו אוכי בשמן צרייף אלוי הוא שמן תרום השנית מאוד אגזי רסה כוסו שאין קודשים מסברים ביונטף דרחמון האח שבלעבור אוסון תכסיב בו איש יסורף הילקח מלוכי רשע זה יוץ' חידש you're not allowed to the Gemara says that the challah is mukze you can't be nene you can't eat it and you can't burn it so Rashi why I can't burn it and I can't even give it to a dog because then sulfim kodshim beyonter what is the shaykh is the sulfim it's a avore no so be'etzem as hilcho is fire and is aloche and sulfim shem and tzreifer you can't light in yonter as hilcho is fire you're allowed to light candles in yonter the answer is yonter you're allowed to light candles tomeh Hashem says that it's a maise. Why it's a maise? But it's not a maise. I'm allowed to light a candle. The Torah says, but Rachmona says, Val is a din to get rid of the kodshim. So if you're doing a maise to get rid of it, it's called a maise. So it's lav dafka, a maise of fire, Zogt Rashi. Even a maise of achilas klovim, you're not allowed to have. So this is the Rashi, lekamon daf memvo. Rashi is talking Yevshor shle tichmat v'lesofo l'achilo l'klovim Yevshor she'en sofim kodshim beyontef Rashi inside she'en sofim kodshim beyontef So what state in Rashi? State in Rashi that to get rid of kodshim when you have a mitzvah of sreifas kodshim even if you're doing it for your own hanoe even if you're doing it for your own hanoe you can't do it because ain't sofim kodshim beyond because ain't sofim kodshim beyond so you can't get rid of chalat tmeir so we're going back to Rashi Daf Mem Vav a person has dough and he wants to be mafrish chala we don't let him to be mafrish chala because if he's mafrish challah, the kohen doesn't have what to do with it. To eat he can't, to bake it for eating he can't, and to burn it or to give it to dogs he's not allowed to. To give to dog, what could be the meloche? Rachmone achshe velekilui. Val is a mitzvah to get rid of the kodshim, sreifas kodshim. It's called a meloche, it's a new meloche. Not fire, eating is also a meloche. Pregnant by Yeshua, if Shitas Rashi is. But when you have Kodshim and Yontef, not only you're not allowed to burn them, you're not allowed to give it to the dog. Why? Well, when is a mitzvah to make a maisa burning? It's called a meloche, even if you have a tzorech. Tzorech, Yontef normally is not called a meloche, Zogt Rashi. But when you need to get rid of it, it's called a meloche. If it's called a meloche, so why Rashi says, that Biruchomet is Tzreife because if you don't know that it's Tzreife what is the problem? Do Tashbisu and Yontef give it to the dogs I'm not allowed to give it to the dogs Rashi says I have a right at Tashbisu it's Tzreife because if Rabbi Akiva will hold that Tashbisu is Bechol Dovo you could give it to dogs or throw it to the water so why you have to say that Tashbisu is an Erev Yontef say Tashbisu is in Yontef Tashbisu is in Yontef how I can do it in Yontef? What is the problem? Fire I can do but I can give it to the dogs and throw it to the water we said now that to give to the dogs Meleches Kilui is also a Meloche this is what we said now from Rashi and Daf Mem Vav and Rashi and Chof Zayin and Beitze that Meleches Kilui is also a Meloche Meleches Kilui is also a Meloche What? When it's a mitzvah to make a maisa avore, the mitzvah makes it the maisa meloche. So if the mitzvah makes it the maisa meloche, the mitzvah makes it the maisa meloche. So here also, it's a maisa meloche. Here also, it's a maisa meloche. This is the kasha. Starke Kash. The mitzvah makes it a meise meloche. And Rashi says, "Come on, only the Sreifa you can do, to give to the dogs you could." Rashi there says, "But you're not allowed to burn in Yontif, you're not allowed to give to the dogs." It's like Rashi, not burning, so Rashi, burning is also not in the Loch in Yontif when it's Litzayrach. So why are you not allowed to burn Kachim, even to make a candle out of the Kachim? Why you can't do that? Well, Rachmona Achshav Elamaisa. Rachmona Achshav Elamaisa, this is also a Maisa. Shmuel explains it very stark. This is the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Zog the Pnei Yeshua says, "Lefi Rab Yude that biuchomet besreife, you're right. Also to give it to dogs, you can't. Aber lefi Rabbonon that ashbososoi bechol dovol, you could give it to dogs." What is that about? So the Velt explains the Pnei Yeshua with the Yesod of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said a Givaldik Yesod. Rab Yudah holds Biur Chometz as a mitzvah Sreifa. It's a din to get rid of the Chefze. Rachmon Achshavi. Rabbonon hold Ash Bososu B'chol Dobo. They don't hold that it's a din in the Chefze. It's a din in the Gavre. The person is not allowed to have chometz. Not that Hashem is fighting with the chometz, kivyochol, trying to get rid of the chometz. We don't want you to have chometz. Where Reb Chaim says it? Now you see the Reb Chaim inside in Sefer Moshe. Reb Chaim zok tazeh. And the tour paskins that we know if you burn chometz, afroi muto. The ashes that from the chometz, beginning in the second parak. Why? Nasa mitzvosri. There's a loch in every isur that is also when nasa mitzvosri, it's muta. The esrig is also banoi. After you finish to use it in sukkahs, it becomes muta banoi. It's nasa mitzvosri. Zog the tool only lefir abyude that mitzvosri besreifo. The aloch is a mishnah tmure. Kol ha-nisrofim afrom muter. Kol ha-nikborim afrom osu. The ones that you have to burn, the eifer is muter. The ones that you have to bury, these are the eifer is osu. Zog the two, lefi Rab Yude, eifer chometz is muter, mitzvosim besreifer. Ledidan, that we pass it like Rabbonon, that ashbososim bechol dovo, afrom osu. So today, if you burn chometz, you're not allowed to use the eifer. Lefi Rabbonon afro yosu, it's nikborim. Lefi Rab Yude, kol ha-nisrofim afro mutar. So when you burn chometz, the eifer is mutar, is only a libe de Rab Yude. Frekt Rab Kive Heiger. I don't understand. Why kol ha-nisrofim afro mutar, v'kol ha-nikborim afro mosu? Why? Why call an Isrofim Afrom Mutar and call an Ikvorim Afrom Osu? Why? Zog Tesis and Tmura. Call an Isrofim Afrom Mutar Nase Mitzvos Kochim. Kol ha-nikvorim afrom osu, because there's no mitzvah to bury. The reason we bury these Yisur ha-Noe is because we don't have what to do with it. So we don't want people to find it. So we put it under the ground. But you can't say Nasa mitzvosa. When is it din to burn something? You could say Nasa mitzvosa. But when it's kvura, you can't say Nasa mitzvosa. Frekt Rab Kiveiger. Aber in chometz, we don't hold Sreife, but what we hold? What we hold? We don't do Sreife, so what we have to do? Mefar bezer l'ruach. So this is benasa mitzvosri. So why when I burned it, it's not mutar? What does the tour says? L'rabi Yehuda, the mitzvosri besreife, if you burn chometz, you're allowed to use the eifer. Nasa mitzvosri. But the didan, there is no mitzvah sreife, it's like kvure. Kol ha-nikvorim afram osu. Fregt Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in Aveni. Zog Reb Chaim. I don't understand. The same way, kol ha-nisrofim afram muto, because nasa mitzvosri. Nikvorim, not nasa mitzvosri, because there's no mitzvah to be koiver. Aber in chometz, Ledidan, you write that Rabbonon don't hold it's a mitzvah sreife. Rabbonon hold mefar v'zeir el ruach. But this is the nasa mitzvah sreif. Frank Reb Chaim, so why? What the Torah says? The thing of you that there is a mitzvah sreife, afromuto. Ledidan, there is no mitzvah sreife, the hefer is also. As they call it, Nikvorim afrom also. Frank Reb Kivayeger, what is the shaykhas? Why call a nisrofim afrom muter? We call a nikvorim afrom also. The nisrofim afrom muter, because nasa mitzvosri. Nikvorim is not mitzvah to koiva. Kilai, it's a mitzvah to burn. You burn it, it becomes muter. Oh, it's a mitzvah to burn, you burn it, it becomes muter. Nikvorim, sorry, it's not a mitzvah to be koiva. You're not allowed to have it around, so you bury it. Oh, but you can't say nasa mitzvosri. Oh, but here, what we are chaylik and Rav Yude, and we don't hold mitzvosri b'sreife. So what you do? You do a kvura. Oh, but this is weiter nasa mitzvosri. There's no Indian, not a word. Kach kibalnu me Rabbi Zeiner. Reb Chaim learned in a way. You'll listen to Reb Chaim. אז איפה היית כבר? זאת רב חיים זאת רב חיים you're right we לדידן also is a mitzvah but the holy side of nasa mitzvosri is muter when it's a mitzvah in the chefze לרב יהודה is a mitzvah in the chefze to burn the chometz so if you burn the chefze it's nasa mitzvosri מה שאין גן לרבונון is no mitzvah in the chefze זה דין על דגברה. You can't say nasa mitzvosri. I'll give you the first emotion, I think you will say alamol. I mean, some shit is all that if the chometz is not in your house, you're not even bali roi, right? So if you took out the chometz, it become mutter, people could eat it now. I was bekayim tashmisa, I took it out of my house. Then it says, I didn't do something in the chometz. I get rid of it. The nasa mitzvosri, when in the chefze was nasa mitzvosri. לרב יהודה מצווה חומץ את בשריף שזה נעשה מצווה סוי מה שאין כן לרבונן even as רבונן said מפאר וזהיר אל הרוח but it's not in the חפצה it's not קיום in the חפצה when you do מפאר וזהיר אל הרוח and you make a mitzvah so while there's no קיום in the חפצה if my is a mitzvah so במילה we don't say נעשה מצווה סוי this is the yesod of Reb Chaim and Sefer the answer Rav Kivayeger's kasha. So again, Rav Kivayeger's kasha was on the tour. The tour passes that even that the Agmara says in the Rav Yude, chometz, eifer chometz is mutter because nasa mitzvah. So it's only a libel Rav Yude, but a libel Rabbono. That mefar v'zeh l'ruach. It's like nikborim she'afro mosur. For Rav Kivayeger, nikborim afro mosur. It's not a din that sreifa is matir and tmura is not matir. Taisa says in tmura, nisrofim is nasa mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah to burn. Nikvorim doesn't say the Torah to koiver it. Chazal said, don't leave it around in the house, put it under the ground. Aber it's not nasa mitzvosri. Aber bechomet, that even if the Rabbanan there is no din sreife, but it's a din mitzvah, so say nasa mitzvosri. That's Rav Kivayeger's kasha. Zot Reb Chaim, for nasa mitzvosri needs to be a kiyum in the chefze. Hashem wants the chometz to get burned. If I burned it, I was mekayim the mitzvah and the chepzah, memeila I'm okay. Ma she'ein ke lefi rabbono. It's a din on the gavre. He has to be mashbis chometz mibeisri. Mefar azir l'ruach, abi etznar bayim. But it's not a kiyum in the chepzah. There you don't say na'asim mitzvosim, like I said in Moshul. If the shit is that you're not over if it's in your house. If you took it out, someone is allowed to be nene from the chometz. Avad anisht. Bemele zok de pnei Yeshua. Ot rachmon ha'achshe v'naise etzel chale in kodshim. There is a din to burn. Alibe de Rabbi Yude. There is a din to burn. It's achshe v'. But alibe de Rabbonom that tashmisu doesn't mean to burn. It's a din on the gavre. So you can't say Rachmon Ach Sheve Le Maise. It's no Maise of Kilui. The Maise is that it's not by me. But when I live with the Rabbi Yudah, in Kodshim, there is a din Kilui. Zogt Rashi, even Kilui Shel Kelev is a Kilui. Because the din of the Chetze, that the Kodshim has to be Mizbar Min Ha'oilo. Not Mizbar from my Reshus. I need to make a Noe Shel Kilui. This is the Aloch in Kodshim. ומייל זאת רשי לאו דווקא שריפה רחמון האח שווה למייסה אבי כאילו יזכור למייסה לאו דווקא בורנינג אם אתה גיב את הכלב יזכור למייסה אני יונת מה שאין כן רשי ביוס לסגור לי בן הרבון לא רשי יסי רב יהודה הולדס ביור חומץ בשריפה because if he will hold ביור חומץ is not שריפה and he will hold that is בשאר דובו you could give it to the dog. That's the kasha, but Rashi holds to give to the borgs is a meloche. Only a limited Rab Yude. Or, bekotshim, that is a din maise sreife. So who a din to give to the dogs is nishken eitze. Aber le didan, that is no din sreife. Try, le didan, that is no din sreife. What Rashi say? Shma minon Rab Akiva, that is a din sreife. Because if he would not hold that as a din sreife, you could give it to the dog. If it's not a din sreife, you could give it to the dog. We ask you, but Rashi holds what kilui is also to give to the dog is also. This is only if it's a din on the chefze. But if a zei buy that it's not a din on the chefze, and this is what you medayek, shma minam el Rav Akiva that he holds b'yurcham as a sreife. Because if he would not hold that it's a din sreife, and he would hold as evi rabbonon, then as b'sosri b'chol dovo, if he would hold as b'sosri b'chol dovo, so b'meile you're allowed to give it even to the dogs. And you could do it in Yontef. I Rashi holds b'koshim you can't give to the dog, b'koshim that is a din b'chefze, and no as kilui, you have to mechale b'chefze, who a din to give to the dogs you can't. But in Chometz Alim and Rabbonah, that's a din only as Bososim b'chol dovo, and it's not a din in the Chefzi, like Reb Chaim explained, it's a din on the Gavre. Val, it's a din on the Gavre, not to have Chometz. But Meila, when you mekayim it and you take it out of your house, you can't say, Rachmon ha'achshe v'maise. It's not a Chefzi v'maise. When is a din kilui? So Rachmon ha'achshe v'maise, it's called a maise. But when it's not a din kilui, you can't say, Rachmon ha'achshe v'maise. Very glad. This is Be'etzem, the Teir of the Pnei Yeshua. As Reb Shmuel explains it in Chedusha Reb Shmuel, Givaldik. The Pele on that is, so now I'm asking you, Alibe de Rab Akiva, that Biur Chometz is Sreife. You allowed to burn Chometz in Pesach? No, no. Alibe de Rab Akiva, that Biur Chometz is B'Sreife. You allowed to burn Chometz in Pesach? You allowed to burn Chometz in Pesach, Alibe de Rab Yudah? I want to enjoy it b'shas that I'm burning. I'm allowed to? I want to enjoy it. I'm allowed to? For sure. What? Mashiach is nisur hanoi. I'm allowed to or not allowed to? I want to enjoy it b'shas sreife. In Pesach. I'm allowed to or not? I want to. I'm allowed to or not? Forget about nisur hanoi. I'm a shaker. I'm allowed to, I'm not, it's a vore, I'm allowed to, I'm not allowed to. I want to burn it in Pesach. I want to be nene, I'm allowed to or not. I'm not asking as Yisura and Noe. I'm asking as Meleches Yont, if you're allowed to burn it? No. I want to be nene, Meshach Maise. אבל רחמון היה עכשיו במייס. איזה קלונה. הוא רואה את זה פה. קלורן גנצן. מחמד נתארת. This is what the goyim didn't want, and we said yes. So why the Gemara says, "V'shma mino lo yamrin en hoil v'hutro avor el tzoyrech hutro nami sheloi letzoyrech." Even if we say hoil, even if it's letzoyrech in Gatzin, Rachmona Achshem v'maise, it's also. It's not. Rashi said klor in beitze. That when it's called burning kachim, it's also not because I'm not nene. Even if I'm nene, this was Rashi's kasha and beise. Even that I'm nene, I'm not allowed to do it because Rachmona Achshav and Maise. So the Isur Avore, Alibe de Rav Akiva and Yontef, the Pnei Yeshua is medamet the Sreifas kachim. Sreifas kachim, Rashi says, is Osur and Yontef, not because you're not nene, because Rachmona Achshav. So what does the Shaykhis Hoil Vuhu Avor Letzerich Vuhu Shvei Letzerich? What do you mean? Shema Mino, if we would say Hoil, so even if you're not of a Tzerich, you're allowed to burn it. Here, Rechmona Achshav Maizdi, you can't burn it, you're not allowed to give it to a dog, no Shaykhis the fire. There's a new Melochet that is called Meleches Kilui. Rechmona Achshav Ele Maizdi. This is what Rashi explained in Beitz, and not like that. That if the Mitzad Meleches Shabbos, Meleches Yontef, if the Mitzad Hanmoe, you're allowed to. Because when you have a toyelis, it's not called a meloche. Here, Rachmona Achshav Lemaise doesn't make a difference if you have a noah or you don't have a noah. So when Rashi explained in Beitza, no shaykh is the noah. When you have a noah and yontef, it's not called a meloche.
Beitza is like
Havore. Havore Rashi explains when you have a noah and a teyre din an aseret. But this is a new zach that Rachmona calls on the maise. So every Havore could be sheloi letzarich his mutter. And this is also. Every avora shelo letzayrech is mutar. And this is also. And the Gemara says, Shma mino, and Rashi says in Amud Aleph, Shiav meloche bezu avora shelo letzayrech. This is not the reason. Even if it's letzayrech, it's also. Lefi Rashi, and sof in kodshim biyontef, is no shaykhus if it's tzayrech or not. This is Rashi's kashi. Rashi asks the kasha, why you can't burn a candle at Tzerich Yontef? And Rashi answers, Rachmona Achshav, it's called a Maisa. And that is a new melocha, not even to get the fire with dogs. Every kilo is called a Maisa, a limit of an Oma, that is a din in the Chepza. Now, Rashi said by us, if it will not be in the Chepza, you're allowed to give it to the dogs. But if you have a kibbutz, it's a din in the Chepza, so you can't give it to the dogs also. You can't burn it and you can't give it to the dogs. But the Gemara says, Shema Mino, Havore, לא ימרין אל הויל והוטרו עבור אל הצרך, הוטרו נעמי שלא יהיה לצרך. Because if it's מוטר שלא יהיה לצרך, עבור it could be is also בן לצרך, בן שלא יהיה לצרך. Or it could be מוטר, sorry, it could be מוטר, בן לצרך, בן שלא יהיה לצרך. Over here, רחמונה אחשב ומייס. משמע in Rashi, the same thing in Rashi in the beginning of the Gemara. אך חילקית אלך הקוס ולאסויס. שואב מלוכה וזו עבור שלא יהיה לצורך. משהו פעם רשי, וזה צורך יהיה לאות? וזה צורך יהיה לאות? So this pshat, even if it's gishmak, even if it's gishmak, and if Yeshua says it, and Rav Shmuel, but in Rashi, it's very shver to zogen on it. And Rashi is very schwer to learn that this is Nehavona and Rashi. Vaisnois we have to say in Rashi different. As it's not going to be Yudo. Rav Shmuel brings him down. Zokter Azeh. Rashi holds only Bekotshim that it's a din in the Chefze Rachmone Achshav. And Chometz Lefi both tzads, Rashi doesn't hold like Reb Chaim. Both tzads is a din in the gavre, not a din in the chefzer of the chometz. And what is the raya? Shitas Rashi in Psochim Daf Yud Beis. We saw it already in Daf Dalet Amud Beis. that Sreifes Koidim Zman Biyuro. You might that the sugi here is holding Le'achar Zman, but the Maskon Rashi holds Sreifes Koidim Zman. Koidim Zman is no problem in the Chefza. You're allowed to eat it also. Rashi learns it's a mitzvah Sreifa, but it's not a din in the Chefza. It's a din in the Gavre. Sai lefi Rab Yude and Sai lefi Rabbono. And b'meile, zot Rashi, lefi Rab Yude also, you'd be allowed to give it to the dogs. Avore is also to do an yonte. So the cheshvan of the sugya is not because chefze and gavre. This is the loshon Rashi zot in Rab Yude. You're right. Rab Yude holds a tzreife. Rab Akiva said that it can be beyontef because if it's tzreife, you can't make a fire in yontef. He didn't say because you can't give it to the dogs in yontef. He said because you can't do a tzreife in yontef. So what we are answering Be'etzem is the Rashi here Hodishkin Shaykhis to Daf Mem Vav and to Beitzem. If Yeshua decided that the burning of the Chometz and burning of Kochim is the Zelbezach, Mele he asked the Kasha. And he answers to him Rab Yudah v'Rabbonot. And we say no. Lekul Amnet Zedin and the Gavra to get rid of it. Till Rashi holds that Tashbisa is even Koidim Zman Yisuroi. B'Mele, so Rashi, the Cheshman of the Gemara was only simple. Rab Yudah said that you can't make a fire in Yom Tev. Obviously he holds it Tzreifa. But if he would not say that you can't do a fire in Yom Tev, and he would just say, Stam, I can't do it in Yom Tev, and he would hold that it's a problem in the Chetzah, it could have been. But Rashi says, the Raya from the Gemara has no numbers. This is the Arichas in Rashi. Midelei Navke Leidei Yemarish in Erev Yom Tev, Elo Mishum Deosu Le'avir B'Yom Tev. But Klovin you're allowed to, Rashi's Messiah. But I have a Raya. He said that you can't make a fire in Yom Tev. Well, he said you can't make a fire in Yom Tev. B'meile, it's a raya that he holds a tzreifa. But no shaykh, it's the kula helmet, it's a din on the gavra, it's not going to be you there. It's not a din on the chefza. And this is the arichas of Rashi, that the raya is simple. Rab Yudah said that you can't make a fire in Yom Tev. If you can't make a fire in Yom Tev, vice noise, that b'yucham, it's a tzreifa. But if you would not hold that it's tzreifa, you could have given it to the dogs. Habani kum b'far v'zer l'ruach. Rashi says you even could have given to the dogs. Because there's no deep b'chefza. This is b'etzem da'as bore in Rashi. Lamezeh and the Tesus. So the Gemara had three shmaminos. One shmamino that b'yuchom is a sreife. Second shmamino that fire is a av meloche. And the third, the lo yamrin en hoil v'utro avore le'tzoyre chutro nami shaloi le'tzoyre. What is this hoil? We know that in Yom Tev you're allowed to make a fire l'tzorich Yom Tev. Right? Forget about chometz now. If you want to cook, if you want to read, you're allowed to make a fire. L'tzorich Yom Tev, you're allowed to make a fire. Shaloi l'tzorich Yom Tev, you're not allowed to. As a man d'oma holds that havore hoil v'hutro l'tzorich hutro nami shaloi l'tzorich. This is the way we pass it. But it has to be tzorich k'tzas. We say hoil v'hutro havore l'tzorich hutro nami shaloi l'tzorich, but it doesn't have to be again oil v'hutro havore l'tzorich hutro shaloi l'tzorich. But it has to be tzorich k'tzas. But if it's not a tzorich k'tzas, even the man d'omar hoil v'hutro avor le'tzorich hutro shaloi le'tzorich, l'moshe avor was hutro le'tzorich oichal nefesh, right? Alright, right? You allowed to put a fire, a candle to read in the yontif? Why? It's not oichal nefesh. Hoil v'hutro avor le'tzorich. Why is it tzorich k'tzas? Do you want to read? So again, the Iker Halacha, you're allowed to put fire under the pot. Kol asher yo'asu lechem lo'eichal nefesh, u yo'eichal. Well, we move fire also to put in candles, right? Hoil v'utro avor le'tzorich, uto shaloi le'tzorich. But it has to be tzorich k'tzas. Frek teisves. The Gemara says, but if you would hold Hutra Shalele Tzerech, you're allowed to burn the Chometz. Where is the Tzerech Ktzas and Chometz? What? Look in Tesis. Le Amrin and Mitoich. The E Amrin and Mitoich Shoy. Apal Gav, the Behin and Tzerech Hayoim Ktzas, Hocher Masha Mevayer Rav Tzerech. Why is it Tzerech? Yossi, why is it Tzerech? Why is it Tzerech? Who said mitzvah is enough? Zog Rabbeinu Peretz, no, here it's Baliro Bali Motze. It's very choshen. Not only for a kiyum of mitzvah, for not be over haveira. That makes it a tzayrach. But this is the shayla. The shayla is be'etzem, if tzayrach mitzvah is called a tzayrach on tzayrach, if tzayrach mitzvah is called a tzayrach or not, you have the same shayla. Everyone had the shayla. You allowed to light a candle for $5? This year, you allowed to light a candle for $5? A lot of rabbanim hold also. Leishis of Esther, if you did it. What is the tzayrach? For mitzvah, tzayrach mitzvah is not a tzayrach. Ar sugya, bali roi bali motze. Tashbisu. It's not tzayrach mitzvah. So most of the poskim hold, you're not allowed to light a candle for $5? What? It's a mitzvah, you don't use it, you have to see it, you're not enjoying it, it's a mitzvah. But you're not enjoying, this is a part of the mitzvah, you don't need to check your nails now. It's a din, you have to do that. Not tzarech mitzvah. Other will say, no, tzarech, I'm more from that. Everyone has, the person forgot to light it on the Shema, Erev Yontif, Erev Shabbos. A lot of people came to ask me, they forgot to light, they didn't realize. I don't want to light it on the Shema. I don't know if it's a tzor, maybe tzorich mitzvah. In Yonim. I must nefesh. It's called the tzor. Why not share every candle? Why you light candles every yontif? What is shaychus now? Why eat chalas? So every yontif, we light candles, cover yontif.
Shabbos, you light candles.
For the mitzvah, covered yontif is for my enjoyment. I have to have a meal with candles. It makes the meal nicer. It makes the what it means. That is Chazal said. You have a kash in hard days. But Chazal said this adds life and makes it better. Now when I'm doing it only the tzarech mitzvah. So Tesis here says, Masha ois mevarin havi tzarech. The shayla, what is the answer? And the answer is tashbisu. And will be taste of the foolish of Tesis that the tzarech mitzvah is called the tzarech. But this is the nice here. Tesis had a kasha. He knew that it's a tashbisu. He knew that it's a mitzvah to burn. And Tesis asked that there's no mitzvah. And Zok Rebel Chonon and Sofim Kodshim is a mitzvah, and it's not called Tzayrich. This is the Rebel Chonon. Give it back in a second. Hold on, so this is Kodshim Beyondev, Shum Deev Shol Levar Lamochol, Av Bechomet, because Shais Oiva Baliro. So the Shaila is, it's because Yoiva Baliro. An emotional level. When he asks his kasha, he says, "Kochin, you can't burn. I can be mekayim the mitzvah tomorrow." Here, the emotional, I can't do avdola tomorrow. I have a mitzvah to do it today. Can't light another shomer tomorrow. Neither another shomer today. So this is the shayla. I'm saying not the sheet study. Not I'm saying could be. Taisa says every tzarich mitzvah is good. You see that Rabbeinu Peretz says shoyidu bali roya bali motze. They don't say it's a mitzvah tashbisu. What they just want? Mitzvah tashbisu, it's a mitzvah. Poshet. It was not mashma in Tesis that was poshet in the tzarech mitzvah, it's called the tzarech. Now, as one more Sofer, that Rabbeinu Peretz, in the end of the Shtigl, Rabbeinu Peretz fragt der Kasha. What is the problem? But Kiva says it can be in the same time. Why? Because Tashbisu is Sofer, you can't do it in Yom Tov. Fragt Rabbeinu Peretz, Eser Deicha Leises. Eser Tashbisu, Bideicha Leises, Eb Leises Kol Melochet. אז איפה היית רבינו פרץ? עשת איך אלא איסה זה? So what is the problem Rabbi Akiva says that it can be תשביסו in Pesach? Has to be ביודלת או has to be ביודלת? עשת איך אלא איסה זה? זוג רבינו פרץ ויש לו אמר יונטף אז לא איסה זה ועשה ועשה זה כל מלוכה and we have שבו שבוסן תשביסו במילא, the S, אין S, דרך אלא יש עושה ב-S. And יונטב, זאת איזה רבינו פרץ answers. רבינו חננל has a new shot in the whole sugya for discussion. זאת רבינו חננל, when the Gemara said, שמה מינו עבור אל חלק יוצס, he says, because when the Omar ללאו יוצס, it's only a love and not a S. Sayin Shabbos, Sayin Yontif. So the mail will be Esa de Chalaisis. Read Rabbeinu Chananel and say, look Rabbeinu Chananel. Shema mine avor elechalik yotzes. The Yisrael kedai doch lelab yotze, teisi Esa de Tashbisu Chomets, velit chilav de avor. Nahayim Rabbeinu Chananel learned that if lelab yotzes, the same way you're not chayev Misa and Shabbos because it's sucked out to be only a lav, it's not even a Esa, it's only a lav. So תשביס, הוא בדרך. So this is what the Gemara said. שמה מינו עבור לחלק יוצס and not ללב יוצס. We have before two פשוט עם אנטייסס. First, because the lotion that he said it's av and not it's a משהו that he learned that it's a av and not only a lab. Even though he said, if לחלק, if ללב יוצס, so we made it's not called a מלוכה, so בכלל it will not be also in יונטס. These were the two פשוט we were learning in אנטייסס, פשט, and the שמה מינו from the Gemara. Two pshatim in the Shmamino from the Gemara. Rabbeinu Chananel has a new pshat in the Shmamino. Shmamino lechalik yotzes, because if lelav yotzes, it's only a lav. And esed echeleses. Komash malon. That is tzav meloche. The mele is inside the parsha. And now what? He means the chur Rabbeinu Peretz. And now the mele is a leses of esed. Vein esed echeleses of esed. ואין עשר דרך אלא יש עשר ועשר. Maybe אין עשר דרך אלא יש עשר חומו, אבל this the שמה מינו, that it's stuck in that נדחה. מוצא השם תמר, הוא עושה את הסוג יבית. לא צורך, לא גיבשתי לגמרי. I don't know.